We're reading chapter 6, continuing of Ephesians. We're talking about prayer. We're in verse 18 and on. So let's just review this text. Paul says, praying always, or pray always, with all prayer and all supplication in the Spirit. So we've noted in the last couple of weeks that as Christians, God, through the Apostle Paul here, is calling us to a lifestyle that in chapter 4, verse 1, he describes as worthy. Worthy of what? We're supposed to live worthy of the name that God has given us. And what is the name that God has given us? He calls us Christians. In fact, in the book of Acts, we read that the disciples of Jesus, or the Christians, they began to be called Christians, which in Greek means those who follow Christ, or those who are like Christ. And it would truly be a worthy thing if people could look at us and instead of saying George Kuzichev, say he is a Christian, or instead of Paul or Inga or any one of you, to say that is a Christian, a Christ-like person. Having described the tools that God gives us to live this kind of life, having described the armor of God that God has given to all Christians, in order to have this victorious life, Paul says, you need to pray, because in prayer you receive strength. Last Sunday we talked, last Lord's Day, about the fact that just like Israel, every day they had to go out and gather the manna that God provided for them. It was there. Every morning when they got up, when they went outside, it was there. But unless they went out, and unless they gathered it, unless they ate it, unless they prepared it. Elsewhere in Scripture it says that manna is angels' food. So I don't know exactly what it was, but Israel complained. They got tired of eating angels' food. But yet they had to go out and exercise their faith and put forth an effort every day to go out and gather this manna that God had provided them for them, and then to eat it, to have strength to walk through the desert to the promised land. All of the resources and all of the spiritual blessings that God has given us are useless if we don't know how to properly use them, and if we don't have the strength to use them. And we get the strength when we daily come to God in prayer. We get prayer when we get strength through prayer to live this way. And so this principle of depending on God. Jesus himself taught his disciples to pray. Remember, give us this day our daily bread. And just like we need physical bread every day to have physical strength, we need spiritual strength. And you're only going to get it through prayer when you spend time in prayer in the presence of God. And so the first thing we notice here in this verse, moving on, Paul says, always pray, or praying always, or pray always. And this doesn't mean literally that 24/7 we're on our knees praying. That's impossible. You need some time to sleep, you need to work, you need to do the things you need to do. What this means and what Paul is saying is that we are to live our life prayerfully. That means to have a mental and a heart attitude that recognizes that we are in the presence of God. We need to be conscious of the fact that as we live our life, as we walk, our lifestyle is called a walk in some places. Remember, Paul says, walk. God called Abraham, and he says, walk before me. Walk in my presence. Let your consciousness be fully aware at every moment of every day that you are in my presence. As your day begins in the morning, as your day goes on, as your day progresses towards evening, live your life minute by minute in the presence of God, thinking about the situations you encounter prayerfully. Are you aware of God's presence in your life at all moments of your life? You know, in a way, when we're aware of that and when we're thinking about God, that causes us to live more holy, more sinless lives. There's a lot of things we will not do if literally Jesus Christ was standing here in the pulpit today, right? I think even the way we sit, we would probably automatically sit at attention, or many of us would maybe bow down and worship him, probably, right? See, our attitude changes when we are in the presence of people. At work, do you work differently when your boss is in your office talking to you? Or if the boss is on vacation this week, well, maybe we can have an extra cup of coffee or take some extra time for lunch. Do you see the attitude we need to have? And prayer does that to us when we come into the presence of God. Now, Paul here says, he says, pray always. And then he gives us two types of prayer. He says, what do you mean? Notice he says, pray with all prayer and pray with supplication. You say, well, Paul's just using different words to say the same thing. Well, no, he's not. Paul never uses extra words because these are the words of God. And in English and in Russian, they are different words. And in the Greek language, they're different words. The first word or the first expression is all prayer. It literally means every time you pray, whenever you pray, wherever you pray, whatever you pray about, all your prayers, that's what that one phrase means. The second phrase, supplication, prashenia, that means something specific. It doesn't mean everything about everybody at all times. It means something specific that you're asking God about. And so I'd like us to focus on these two types of prayer because they include every conceivable possibility of our prayer life. The other thing we need to remember in Matthew 6:8, when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, before you even begin to pray, before the first word comes out of your mouth, and of course what you speak is what's in your heart, is it not? Before you say the very first word, Jesus says, know that your heavenly Father already knows what you will say. That puts an awful big responsibility on our prayer life. Is the prayer we pray, is it actually according to what God knows we're going to ask him? Or do we just stumble into God's presence and begin to say things? You know, prayer, just like Bible study or anything else you do in your life, requires hard work and preparation. And so we have these two types of prayer here. You know, sometimes God wants us to pray. And because God wants us to pray, he allows us to have situations in our life that we need to pray about. God wanted to teach Israel to depend on him. And so he taught them to go out and gather the manna every day. Paul, remember, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. What does Paul do? Paul comes to the Lord and he prays. And there was no answer. So Paul comes a second time and Paul prays. And then Paul prays a third time. And God answers his prayer. And he says, I gave you this thorn so you wouldn't be proud, so that throughout your life you would be reminded of me every time you feel that pain. But that was an answer to his prayer. So prayer needs to be done in the context of the will of God. You see, Paul wanted this thorn in his side to go away. God did not. And Paul accepted the answer from God as the will of God for his life. And so when we pray, we need to be aware of the things that God teaches us in his word. Never pray or ask God to do something in your life that is against his will or against the teaching of Scripture. For example, regarding marriage, God says that Christians, believers, are only to marry another believer. And yet I have encountered people in my life that say, I'm going to marry a person that is not a believer. That's a useless prayer because you're violating the principle God has already taught you. There's something that in our society is called the health and wealth movement, where people are teaching that God does not want you to be sick. God does not want you to be poor. God wants you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Paul writes, it says, it's not the wisdom of the world that counts, but the wisdom
of God.
So you need to know Scripture in order to pray properly and wisely. You need to know where God is leading you in your life. There are certain areas of work that is not right for believers to be in. If there is something that would cause another person to sin through your job, then you need to not have that job. If there's things that you speak or think or do that would cause another person to sin, don't do that. In that context, could you have a job as a bartender? I don't believe so, not according to Scripture. Could you be involved in some of the horrible lifestyles that occur around us? Absolutely not. And so anything that has to do with these types of jobs, don't pray for God to bless you in that job if God has clearly revealed in His Word that we are to abstain from these things, that we are to give up certain things in our life. That's what taking your cross and carrying it means. And so look at what Paul says here about prayer. We understand that God teaches us to pray. Very briefly, I want to bring to your attention several passages that include the scope of prayer. And the first one, one little verse in Romans 12:12. Notice Paul's, he talks about several things here. He says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. And then he says, continuing steadfastly in prayer. In Acts 2:42, when it talks about the early New Testament church, what did they spend time doing? Acts 2:42 says, those that received the word of God were baptized that day. And verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. This word steadfast used two times in the New Testament here. Steadfast means, in the Greek, to be firm, strong, to have a foundation, to be attached to something. In the King James, which is a 400-year-old translation of the Bible, they used the word in that day, instant. If you have a King James Bible, Romans 12:12 says, be instant in prayer. And what that means is when you encounter a situation in your life, instantly pray. Pray about every minute and everything you're going through. Some of you may have an NIV version of the Bible. And in Romans 12:12, it uses the word faithful. In Acts 2:42, the NIV uses the word devoted. We understand what being faithful means, and we understand what it means to be devoted or attached to or consecrated to something. Be devoted to prayer. The New Testament church was devoted. They committed themselves to pray. Elsewhere, this word in the New Testament means to stay close to someone. Remember Jesus, when he was praying, he tells his disciples, tarry with me, hang around with me for a little while I pray. Stay in the presence of God. How do you do that? You do that through prayer. You do it regularly. Philippians 4:6, one other little text. Notice what it says here. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We're supposed to pray about everything. 1 Timothy 2:8, Paul writes, he says, I desire for all men every place to pray with lifted hands. We're supposed to pray for all things, and we're supposed to pray everywhere we are at all times. And as far as the position of our prayer, remember Jonah, he prayed at the bottom of the ocean. Peter, when he was drowning on the waves, he prayed on the top of the ocean. Lord, save me. Nehemiah, when he came before the king says, why is your face so sorry? And it says, Nehemiah, I prayed to God and answered the king. What does that mean? It means his prayer was instantaneous, immediately, and it was quiet. Nehemiah didn't spend 2 hours praying there in the presence of the king. He prayed and went on with his life. Anna, Remember when she was praying for her son Samuel? She was praying silently. Her lips were moving, but the priest could not hear what she was saying. Exodus 9:33, we read that Moses, when he prayed, he lifted his hands to heaven. You know, we're Baptists and we're very shy about lifting our hands and praising the Lord. But there is a time when emotionally, it says Miriam, when she was singing, she was praising the Lord with her whole body, with her movement. And all the ladies in Israel followed her in doing this. In 1 Kings chapter 8, 22, Solomon, he prayed standing up. In 1 Kings 8:54, Solomon prayed on his knees. Remember Hezekiah when he got sick? What position was he in when he prayed? It says he was laying in bed, dying, and he turned around and his face faced the wall. See, it does not matter the position of our body, but the condition of our heart and our mind. And so God calls us to pray. Pray at all times. Pray about everything and pray in all places and in all different positions that we're in our life. And then we're supposed to pray in the Spirit. And God willing, we'll take a look at that phrase next Sunday, God willing. May God bless His word. Amen.